Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 326 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Doubt, one conjured up by the jury, but a reasonable doubt. Gentlemen, this defendant is charged with murder. Murder is defined to be the unlawful killing of a human being in the peace of the state by a person of sound memory and discretion with malice aforethought, either express or implied. Express malice is that deliberate intention unlawfully to take away the life of a fellow being, which is manifested by external circumstances capable of proof. Malice shall be implied where no considerable provocation appears, and where all of the circumstances of the killing show an abandoned and malignant heart. There is no difference between express and implied malice except in the mode of arriving at the fact of its existence. The legal sense of the term malice is not confined to particular animosity to the deceased, but extends to an evil design in general. The popular idea of malice in its sense of revenge, hatred, ill will, has nothing to do with the subject. It is an intent to kill a human being in a case where the law would neither justify nor in any degree excuse the intention, if the killing should take place as intended. It is a deliberate intent unlawfully to take human life, whether it springs from hatred, ill will, or revenge, ambition, avarice, or other like passion. A man may form the intent to kill, the killing instantly, and regret the deed as soon as done. Malice must exist at the time of the killing. It need not have existed any length of time previously. When a homicide is proven, if it is proven to be the act of the defendant, the law presumes malice, and unless the evidence should relieve the slayer, he may be found guilty of murder. The presumption of innocence is removed by proof of the killing by the defendant. When the killing is shown to be the act of the defendant, it is then on the defendant to justify or mitigate the homicide. The proof to do that may come from either side, either from the evidence offered by the state to make out its case, or from the evidence offered by the defendant or the defendant's statement. Gentlemen of the jury, you are made by law the sole judges of the facts and the weight of the testimony of each and every witness. It is for you to take this testimony as you have heard it, in connection with the defendant's statement, and arrive at what you believe to be the truth.